Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Big issues, big guest. Let's go straight away to, you couldn't ask for a better day to break this down with the department that sends these figures out. The media running amok, of course, with the GDP story that was expected. I maintain the number, as horrible as it is better than was expected, given the context. Joining us is Secretary of Labor Eugene Scalia with us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Secretary, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Well, what a day to have you on, though, when this is dropping, and I'm glad you're out there doing media. It was expected, Eugene, the GDP number, but put it in context for us.
Well, we had a really bad second quarter of the year, and we all know that. The economy really shrank at a very significant rate. But a couple comments on that, Tom. You know, one, as you said, we knew that's what the second quarter GDP numbers would reflect. It was self-imposed. This was not the result of a weakness in our economy. Our economy coming into the second quarter was actually incredibly strong, but we had to take these measures to deal with the virus, and that's why we had that contraction in the second quarter. But we also know that we've been digging out of that very quickly, more quickly than people had projected. We added 2.5 million jobs in May, and then in June, nearly 5 million jobs back to the economy. So it was a very, very hard period of time for everybody. But we've made a lot of progress back out. We know we have more ground to cover. We know we still have people unemployed. We want to help get them back to work. And in the meantime, the president wants to provide a continued unemployment benefit for them. And we also know we've got to continue to take the virus seriously, engage in distancing, wear masks a lot of time, that kind of thing. But this really is in the rearview mirror, and we've been doing a lot better lately.
Well, absolutely. Now, let's talk, though, going forward. Where do you come down in your advice to the president in general with the bill now that things are running out? I have to say, I was amazed. My producer beat me on this one, Secretary. I didn't think people would so readily not work, getting the benefit they did. I knew, that was an incentive. And it seems like particularly Mitch McConnell is very wary, Pat Toomey and others. We're not going to do that again. We have to incentivize people to go back to work. But also, that's tricky business to keep the economy moving. So where do you come down on what's happening with that?
Well, I think what we want for workers, above all, is to enable them to go back to work and to do so safely. There are important provisions in the Senate bill, which you're referring to, Dom, that will help people get back to work, some further incentives for business growth that creates the jobs, the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been very helpful in protecting small business and therefore protecting those workers. But there also is a continued unemployment benefit. It would be $200 a week for a couple of months, and then we would go to what we call 70% wage replacement, which means that the states would take a look at each person's wage rate before they were unemployed, and they'd get a benefit with federal assistance that would be 70% of where they were. But the problem is that $600 a week, as jobs become available and the economy reopens, is resulting in nearly 70% of Americans getting more through unemployment than they got while working. And it made sense to have that $600 a week benefit, a very substantial benefit, as we were closing the economy in March, and the government, local and governments, right, and state governments were saying, sorry, you cannot work. You can't go out and earn a living. But as we've reopened, we don't want a circumstance where people can actually make as much as twice as much. About 20% of the people.
Well, let me interrupt, though, and ask.
$600 a week are getting twice as much.
Secretary, it doesn't seem to be just Democrats, although Nancy Pelosi, et cetera, are pushing for that. Are there others that are arguing we have to continue to do that, though? Because I'm in agreement with you, and I'm in agreement with the Senate Republicans who don't want to do that, particularly McConnell. Who is it, just Democrats that are arguing we have to continue at that level that disincentivizes people from working?
Well, I want to be clear about a couple of things, Tom. First, the president is supportive of continued benefit for people on unemployment being paid by the federal government, at $200 a week. During the Great Recession, about 10 or 12 years ago, the federal benefit was $25 a week. And what the Senate Republicans, the president, are saying is, let's have $200 a week. It's still a very substantial benefit. It's actually going to be about 70% of wages for the great majority of workers. However, and this is my second point, even the Democrats know that $600 a week is just too much. It's more than you need in order to cover the losses that so many people are experiencing from unemployment. Steny Hoyer, who's the second ranking Democrat in the House, actually came out and said on national television a couple days ago that there was validity to the concern you've expressed, Dom, about people getting more not working than working, and that we shouldn't insist on $600 a week. So I think that even the Democrats realize that number, as we stand now, is too high.
While I have you here, and I know how difficult this is, but I wanted to ask you, because we know your reputation is sterling, et cetera, and you're a details guy, you're on top of it, but we see the abuses of this stuff. Why is it so hard to stop with the paycheck protection, some of the things that have gone on, and some of the businesses that claim that? Does it take public shaming after the fact? I'm thinking of the Los Angeles Lakers were one that you know what I'm talking about. It's outrageous what some organizations have done. When Americans see that, they get pretty upset.
They do. The Paycheck Protection Program, I think, has been an extraordinary success. It's kept hundreds of thousands of small businesses afloat, has enabled millions of workers to continue to get pay. But when you set up such a large program and set up so quickly, there are going to be some bad actors out there, Dom, and you need to deal with that. I'll tell you, we do have the same problem with the unemployment insurance system, too. There is a very extensive fraud going on, which we think has been attracted in part by the size of some of these benefits. The state of Maryland, just to give one example, announced that they'd found nearly 50,000 unemployment claims that they believe were probably fraudulent, totaling about $500 million. So something else that we're trying to do in this legislation is fix our unemployment system so they're faster, more nimble, and better protected against that kind of fraud, too.
Well, I'll say this. You are in a position that often gets overlooked, but we know how critical it is in the best of times and the worst of times. We're so glad that you're there.
Well, Dom, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.